Next, we visit a tiny village in Russia that's managing to keep a precarious peace in the middle of one of the most violent regions in Russia. It's surrounded by economic deprivation and a simmering Islamist insurgency. NPR's David Green went there to find out how this one village has stayed out of the conflict that consumes the region of Dagestan.
In Dagestan, everyone's waiting for the next person to disappear. It happens in two ways. A young man may be recruited by an Islamist extremist group. People here call that going to the forest. Or occasionally, the Russian special forces show up. They drag away someone they suspect of militant ties. Either way, these young men are rarely seen again. But in the dusty flatlands of rural Dagestan, somewhere amid peach and apricot trees, is a village called Sulak. 8,000 people live here. Dogs and cows wander the beat-up streets. There's a hospital, a school, and a mosque. And there's this. Nobody from Sulak has disappeared. That news was given to me by the head of the village, Abdul Gamit Ashimov. Some years ago, he said, Russian authorities did begin carrying out searches here. They claimed to be investigating lost cows. Ashimov knew they were hunting for weapons. He quickly arranged a meeting with the local security chief. He begged him to understand Sulak has decent people who do nothing wrong. So far, his plea has kept the raids away. But Ashimov also described something perhaps not as admirable. A few years ago, a strange face arrived. The villagers were convinced the man's clothing and shape of his beard meant he was an extremist. I don't know. Maybe the man was honest, Ashimov said. But our community didn't let him into the mosque to pray. And eventually, people forced him to move away. Ashimov knows he can't keep Sulak safe forever. And he is worried. The village's only two businesses, a fishing company and a cannery, both shut down. Dozens of men are out of work, looking for new ways to fill their time. What gives Ashimov hope, though, is the children. Yes, Dagestan is dangerous, but here there are still dreams of becoming doctors or lawyers. It was almost like he gave a cue, because just as we were talking, school let out across the street. Students streamed over to my microphone.
Do they all want to say something? They're gathering around this.
Some had been in English class, and they were practicing.
I'm from Russia.
15-year-old Roman Klimenka told me he's going to be an economist one day.
Yeah, economist.
If officials in Dagestan are looking for ideas about how to start new businesses and create jobs, he said they're welcome to call him. Some teenagers asked me about the economic crisis in the U.S. How bad is it at home, they asked me. I said it's been a tough recession. What about here? So-so, said 15-year-old Manarsha Mutozova. A lot of people are laid off, she said. We're not sure what to do. I told her I had read a lot about Dagestan before coming. Most of it about how this republic is under the grips of Islamist extremism. Terrorism? Yeah, it's here, she said, adding, isn't it everywhere in the world these days? David Green, NPR News.